Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man on probation for an assault conviction 5 months ago faces probation revocation following his arrest on new assault charges. Fayette County Sheriff's Office says 44-year-old Matthew Morris of Olwine turned himself in Friday night on a warrant for probation violation. Morris was released from the Fayette County Jail on Monday after posting bail of $5,000 surety bond. Court records show Morris was on probation for an assault conviction in August 2025 when he was arrested on January 2nd following a fight in Olwine with a father and son who were also charged in the altercation. Morris is now scheduled for a probation revocation hearing next Monday in Fayette County District Court. No court proceedings are currently scheduled for Morris regarding the fight that also involved 57-year-old Dennis Markison of Olwine and 32-year-old Brody Markison of Winthrop. According to criminal complaints, Olwine police allege Morris and Brody Markison were arguing over the phone when Dennis Markison interrupted and Morris, quote, threatened to put a hammer in Dennis Markison's skull and one in his wife's skull. Morrison later arrived at Dennis Markison's residence and engaged in a fight with Brody Markison, who suffered a broken jaw and possible brain bleed. Brody Markison is accused of pushing Morris's head into the ground, causing several cuts to Morris's face that required stitches. Dennis Markison then allegedly jumped on Morrison and held him down, while Brody Markison continued his assault on Morris. In the exchange, Dennis Markison was struck in the head with a club by Morris. Dennis Markison is scheduled for an initial appearance in Fayette County District Court on January 20th, with Brody Markison's initial court appearance slated for February 3rd. A Northeast Iowa man, a convicted domestic abuser who possessed guns illegally, has been sentenced to 2 years in federal prison. In 2020, 51-year-old Chad Newell of Waterloo was convicted of domestic abuse assault by strangulation and domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury. Based on those convictions, Newell was prohibited from possessing guns. On February 11, 2025, police searched Newell's garage and located three guns inside a car. Two of the guns had magazines with a 30-round capacity. Last September, Newell pleaded guilty to possession of a firearm by a person convicted of domestic violence. On Tuesday, Newell was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by United States District Court Judge Leonard T. Strand to 24 months in federal prison. He must also serve a 2-year term of supervised release after prison. There is no parole in the federal system. Newell was released on bond previously and is to surrender to the United States Marshals on a date yet to be set. The case was investigated by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the FBI, and the Waterloo Police Department. There were no injuries reported after a 3-vehicle wreck Monday in Charles City. Charles City police responded to a multi-car collision at the intersection of 8th Avenue and D Street shortly before 3:30 Monday afternoon. Their investigation alleges that 24-year-old Dejon Richard of Hampton was driving a Chevy Silverado pulling a trailer when he struck a Buick Enclave driven by 30-year-old Jeffrey Stevens of Charles City. Stevens then lost control of his car and collided with another Buick Enclave driven by 42-year-old Jody Vickerman, also of Charles City. Richard was cited for failure to yield the right-of-way at an uncontrolled intersection, with Stevens cited for not having auto insurance. No one was injured, and total damages for all three vehicles were estimated at over $6,500. The Iowa Transportation Commission has approved $4 million in total funding for 6 projects across the state from the Iowa's Clean Air Attainment Program, including over $500,000 headed to North Iowa. The ITC program was created in 1994 for the purpose of reducing transportation-related congestion and air pollution. Funding is available to cities, counties, transit agencies, metropolitan planning organizations, regional planning affiliations, state agencies, and nonprofit organizations through an annual application-based program. Among this year's recipients is the city of Mason City, which was awarded over $508,000 for a roundabout at the intersection of 12th Street Northwest and Pierce Avenue. A North Iowa theater company is getting an $18,000 federal grant to put on musicals celebrating American history this summer. Nancy Nickerson Lee, executive artistic director of Cedarstock Summerstock Theater in St. Ansgar, says they'll showcase important figures and scenes from American history.
Musical theater has been a way to really tell a lot of the stories of our culture and our history. So connecting those two was really important.
Lee says shows will include Newsies, Grease, and Sister Act.
I think that all of these stories, uplift the best of the character of the United States and people, and both common people and people that are historical.
The theater's internship and apprenticeship program brings college students and youth from across the country every summer to train as actors and technicians while producing professional shows. The National Endowment for the Arts announced more than $16 million in grants as part of its initiative to support projects celebrating America's 250th birthday. This evening on 95.1 The Bowl, Iowa men's basketball, the Hawkeyes at Purdue, pregame at 4:30, tip-off at 5:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bowl, also available online at 95.1thebowl.com.